Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Massachusetts, Beantown, USA, on the phone again, Sugar Shack time, with Mr. Rudy Garino in Las Vegas, Nevada. And Rudy, we're going to start it off the way that gives us the good luck all the time. How are you?
I woke up, but it's another day.
Thank God. As long as we keep waking up, both of us, we can keep doing this show.
Yeah, they're getting slower and slower, the days.
How you feeling? How's your that little wave you talk about? How was that?
I got used to it. It's still there, but it don't bother me at all. So I figure, why wake up a hornet's nest?
Yeah, right on. You know, it's funny. I got Pandora on my TV here. This digital age is, and I'm going to see if I can, and I always keep it on the Soul Station, see if we can hear this over, here we go. I'm going to see if you can hear this from the TV. Here we go. Could you hear that?
It sounded like the Delphonics.
Yeah, la la la, it means I love you. Hey, let me get back. Let's see if we've got that on our playlist here. I'm just
making coming on very clear and everything.
Oh, you can hear it?
Yeah.
You can hear. Oh, hey, let's go right back to it.
Yeah. Started to break up after you got off. You know, it's kind of over there and it skips.
Oh, okay. Something.
But that's all right. It was a good one. I love that song.
Then they just put on the stylistics. You make me feel brand new. But listen, Rudy, we had a great week this week. Rick just came down and we had a nice talk, and he brought down the hard drive so I can give it to George, and we can get all the footage that we created and get to work.
Oh, I see. I thought he says he thought you had to pick it up from him.
I'm going to take what Rick gave me, which is the equipment that George can put all the films on. So I'm going to go down to Apple on Saturday and give it to him.
Oh, I see. Then he can transfer it.
Then he can put it on the disc and we can go to town.
Okay, good enough. As long as we get something going.
It's moving. I mean, he took the trip. He drove all the way down from New Hampshire to meet with me today.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, as long as you got something going, instead of just laying dead, you know?
No, it's moving along. I knew it would move along. I mean, the thing moved along from a dream to a reality till we got almost 20 hours of footage. And he's picked up a few contacts along the way. This one gal who runs the Hibernia, who's a meeting planner, has got tons of connections in Roxbury.
The Hibernian Hall. I think that's been there for years, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. My parents met there.
Yeah, that's been there for years. I remember that. The name. I remember
my uncle,
the name.
Yeah, my uncle ran the bowling alley in there.
Well,
bowling alley in the pool hall. Yeah, Esto Pascarosa.
Imagine that. Everything's still the same in good old Roxbury.
Yeah, that's the other thing, Rudy. I went to, I'm taking a class in radio at the same station I went to in Roxbury at Eggleston Square. There's a community access cable station called BNN-TV. And,
I wonder if they got...
It's right across the street from Skippy White's.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, that's pretty good. I wonder if that guy, the Williams brothers, they opened up a club. I forgot what they called it, but they lasted 1 month. They tried to compete with me with a soul club, you know? I don't know if I told you the story.
I think we mentioned that it was, I think it might have been trying to do it at the Hibernia Hall.
Oh, was that, that's the name of it now?
It was always the Hibernia Hall, but I think, when we talked about it in the past, I thought that's where they were trying to open it, no?
What they did is they were in the Sugar Shack for a week every night, watching the place. And then they wanted to buy it, and I told them, listen, I got another club in Florida, because I was getting tired of the downtown area, you know? It was getting on my nerves. I had to be out there with a bat hitting. And they were broads. They weren't even guys. The broads were just, as guys walked by, they put their hand, they get around them and they put their hands right in his pocket and grab the money and run. That's how bad it was.
Right.
So I told him, 150, you can have it. So he, because I figured, you know, he might have worked a nice deal with the money, you know?
Right.
So when he turned around and did, he told me that he changed his mind because he doesn't like the dress code. The dress code, I should find a better reason. The dress code, everybody's dressed in pantsuits in those days. He wanted the shirt and tie crowd. I said, everybody's casual today. It's a casual world. I said, do what you want. That's it. That's your decision. So he opens up with Marvin Gaye. Would you believe it?
Wow.
He opened up with Marvin Gaye. He beat me to Marvin Gaye. But I opened up, I think, with Stevie Wonder, and we killed him. Marvin wasn't that popular in those days. You know, he didn't have to. I mean, he was in the early stages. Then he come out with those couple records. But he was still a big star, you know, Marvin. But anyways, the end of the story was the pimps were having a, he lasted, I think, a month. He turned the room into a banquet hall. So the pimps were having a birthday party for somebody there, and they invited me. And when I went there, I said hello to the Williams brothers. There were two brothers called the Williams brothers. And they came over to me and told me, they says, Rudy, we should have took your advice. I says, why? What happened? Yeah, I knew they tried to compete with me and they closed down. He says, we lost $250,000.
Wow.
Trying to compete with the Sugar Shack.
Yep.
I said, well, they built the hall and then they only lasted a month. I don't know if they lost anything. The combined effort was they lost $250,000 in cash, they said.
Wow.
So that was that. If they bought me out, I could have been right. I could have been down in I could have probably bought the Somerset with that down payment or something.
Right.
Well, if I knew they were in trouble, you know, I could have raised the money. Depending on what they wanted, I don't know, the real estate. We don't know. In those days, it wasn't very expensive.
No.
We were working on nickels and dimes still.
Oh, I know. What? I mean, well, nobody wanted to be downtown.
I know. Not only that, I mean... The inflation didn't hit till probably in the 80s, I think, or something. Late 80s or something, when people had a hit record, then you got the Coca-Cola, the beverage companies, all kinds of people getting behind the hit record, and they made the star overnight.
Right.
Before, when a star had a hit record, he had to go out the circuit and work it.
Right.
That was the difference. That's why they start getting big money and all that there, and that changed the whole industry.
Yep.
So that's that.
Well, we made progress this week. Again, it might be slow, but we made progress. I went to this class about how to do a radio show in Eggleston Square, right across from Skippy White's, and all the video people. One of the guys taking the class with me has a TV show on the station, cable station. I told him, I says, Glenn Williams. I said, Glenn, I'm doing a documentary in the Sugar Shack. He says, I'll put you on my show in August. I said, perfect. I said, by that time, we'll have some great footage. So Rick and I will go in there, and we're going to be on TV in Roxbury.
That's good. Roxbury, the home.
Yeah.
The second home of the Sugar
Right. Well, Rick said, what if we did use the Hibernia to do a fundraiser for the Sugar Shack? Get a couple of bands, go in there, maybe even bring you back. And go there and raise some money.
Well,
he knows the woman who runs the place.
I don't know if that would raise money. You can't buy talent today. They want an arm and a leg.
Well, maybe we could do that. Maybe we could contact Henry and say, we'd like to bring the OJs in there.
Yeah, the OJs. How many does the hall hold?
We'll find out. He just made this contact.
Well, we got to see what the hall...
In other words, all I'm saying, Rudy, we got things to work on and people to talk to that we didn't have before.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's a step in the right direction.
Yep.
Right.
And so,
what do we got? Music lined up? Who's the star of the week?
This isn't a guy that you had at your shack, but he was a big influence in soul music. It's playing on the TV. I'm going to try the TV again, all right?
Yeah, but it breaks up, though. All right, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Then we'll pick something from the studio. Hell. Oh, you just said it. Break up. Let's do this. The Belphonics.
Break up to make up back. and say, listen, we won't take up his time, but we want to get together and do a podcast with him and her and Clarence Carter and him, like they he promised.
Well,
yeah, I'm gonna find him. I'm gonna have to call him during business hours and ask him. I don't know how else to get him. I'm gonna call his number now and just say we're trying to follow up. We don't want to take his time now, but we're trying to follow up and see when we can put that show together.
All right, go ahead, try it.
Yeah, I'm gonna try it. Why not, Rudy? If you don't ask, you don't get, right? That's how you started the club. Let's see here. Okay. Okay, let's do this. Let's give it a shot. See how we do. There's different ways of entering these numbers. I don't know. No. Okay, I got to do it different. Sometimes I try to separate the numbers, but the computer doesn't like it that way. So let me try this. There we go.
Rogers Wright & Associates.
Hi there. This is Tom Hayes and Rudy Guarino. We called a couple of weeks ago and spoke to Roger. Rudy's the owner of the Sugar Shack nightclub in Boston during the 60s and 70s, and Roger and he are good friends. And the last time we talked, Roger mentioned that he might put together, we have a podcast, he might be able to get Betty Wright and Clarence Carter to join us on the show. So we're just trying to follow up to see if we could maybe put that into motion.
Okay. He's on the line. What was your name again?
Tom Hayes. And Rudy, this name is more important. Rudy, R-U-D-Y, Guarino, G-U-A-R-I-N-O.
Rudy, who? G-U what?
G-U-A-R-I-N-O, Guarino.
Guarino, hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, let me talk to him and see if I'll tell him in a nice way if he's got some time.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. I'll let you talk to him. And, call it a more, what's a good time to call him back and talk about this? I love the way that, I'm looking at the TV
the
and the song
say,
that's up there.
Hello?
Yes.
He said,
hello?
Leave your number, he'll call you back.
Fantastic.
All
I'll
right.
Give him a number.
Okay.
I'll give him a number. 617-901-3242.
Okay, who number is this?
That's my name is Tom. And then I'll give you, Rudy, let's give him your number.
All right, go ahead. No. Yeah, give him my number.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
Let me see if I can. All right. Rudy, what's your email?
702-612-5188.
Okay, then.
Thank you
right,
so much. What's your
number.
Name?
Deborah.
Yeah, what's your name?
Deborah,
thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you, Deborah.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Great. There we go. Nice and easy. Easy peasy.
Yep.
We'll see. That'll make a nice show. Wouldn't you like to talk to Betty again?
Oh, please. I want to find out if she really has a brother out here.
No, a brother's in Roxbury.
I know, Roxbury. I mean, thinking I'm in Boston still.
I mean, Rudy, how crazy is that?
Yeah.
I go out and start talking to a guy. He tells me about Bobby Wilson Jr., who we had on the show, Jackie Wilson's kid, David Ruffin, who gave us one of the best interviews ever about soul music, and his father, and Lou Rawls Jr., and the guy's got the pictures of him with those three guys. And then he goes, oh, you think that's good? Look at this. That's Betty Wright. And I go, you're kidding. I said, Rudy used to manage Betty Wright.
Yeah.
This is, Rudy, I know I talk all this weird stuff, but this is magic. You know, we had that big discussion about getting the films. Well, guess what? Keep your fingers crossed. When I go down there with this piece of equipment and I get the thing back, we're in business.
Well, let's hope so.
Yeah, well, here, I got to play this song. I don't have it. I'm going to play it off the TV. Remember that group?
No.
The Moments.
The Moments?
Yeah, here's... Remember the name of the song?
No, I can't even hear it. I barely can hear it. It ain't like
okay.
The cell phone.
Yeah, it's The Moments, and it's Love on a Two-Way Street.
And that was their big hit, Love on a Two-Way Street.
Yep.
Then they changed their name to Ray Goodman and Brown, I think.
Ah, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
their name.
All right, let's see what else we can...
You can hear me, but I was munching on a potato chips. I had a little can of potato chips. You know, one of those little boxes they come in.
Right.
I started eating one, and before you know it, I've been munching on them.
Want to play a little Stevie Wonder?
Anybody, wake it up.
Here we go. There we go. When you had him, it was Little Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, that's right. Little Stevie. And they stole his wallet.
Yeah, that's right.
But then he
Eddie Williams. Eddie Williams told us they stole his wallet, but Jerry got it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's wake it up. You got Arthur Connolly.
Oh, there we go. I was just running right by it. It's right here. Here we go.
Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just long as it's sweet. Oh, yeah. Oh,
hello.
We are here on the floor, y'all. I'm going to the low.
About the fact that he went out to the Otis's ranch, and that's where he saw Arthur Connolly perform that, because Arthur Connolly was a protege of Otis's.
Yeah, right, right. In fact, I think Otis wrote that song.
Right, exactly.
I don't know for sure, but I think.
Yeah, no, it's that Skippy said that the last time he was on the show.
You know, it's unbelievable. I could still see it. 50 years later, this guy jumping all over the stage. That's what impressed me with him. He was jumping all over, and he had a big, good band there. There was, you see the band in the background. I mean, the music is playing along with the singer, you know?
Love it.
And he was jumping all over the... One thing when he did Sam and Dave, he says, oh, now this is Dave, and blah, blah, blah. Then he ran on the other side. The guy was moving like... Unbelievable. It was a sad day when he went to the Netherlands and never came back.
Well...
Yeah,
you know, you go over there and you got a whole new lifestyle. You got a whole new type of woman, whole new type of lifestyle.
Unbelievable.
I just looked up Ray Goodman and Brown on the internet.
Yeah.
It says Ray Goodman and Brown is Right. Ray Goodman and Brown is an American R&B vocal group. The group originated as the Moments, who formed in the mid-60s and whose greatest successes came in the 70s, with hits including Love on a Two-Way Street, Sexy Mama, Look at Me, and then, of course, Special Lady. Did you know those guys pretty well?
Yeah, I know them. I don't know, you know, casually like that, you know, but not like a real tight or something. But they were good. I know all of them to a certain extent, you know.
Of course. Well, what do you think? Shall we play it? Special Lady?
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Ray. I remember the name. You know, some names stick in my head. I remember.
Special Lady.
Don't you sing
the
first
time?
No, Harry, I'm singing second,
man. And a very exciting girl.
I'll bring that bass out, man.
Hey, man, I'll bring it out a little bit more.
You gotta be a special lady.
Get down on some honky, come on.
Cause you got me sitting on top of the world. Sitting on top of the world. And a very exciting girl.
Oh, girl, oh, girl. You gotta be a special lady.
Wow, that's a big big change from the Moments. Those group, boy, they're strong on that song.
Yeah, maybe we should do a David Ruffin tune, My Girl.
All right.
And then Jackie, and then maybe Lou Rawls. Celebrate the three Caballeros.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's do that.
David Ruffin.
Here we go. Here he comes.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. My girl has found another and gone away. With her went my future. My life is filled with gloom. So day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Cause so badly, I wanna go outside. But everyone knows that a man ain't supposed to cry. Listen, I gotta cry, cause crying is the pain, oh yeah. People, this hurt I feel inside, words could never explain. I just wish it would rain. Oh, let it rain, 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 rain. Oh, baby, let it rain. Oh, yeah, let it rain. Day in, day out, my tear-stained face pressed against the window pane. My eyes search the skies, desperately for rain. Cause rain's up behind my teardrop, and no one will ever know that I'm crying, crying when I go outside. To the world outside my tears, I refuse to explain. Oh, I wish it would rain. Oh, baby, let it rain, let it rain. I need a rain to the sky, the tears in my eyes. Oh, let it rain. Oh, yeah, yeah, listen. I'm a man and I got no pride. Till it rains, I'm gonna stay inside. Let it rain, let it rain. I got tears in my eyes.
I would say the man had a voice.
Yeah. Anyhow, I wanted my girl, but I'm glad you put that one on. Let It Rain. That was another great one he did. It was unbelievable,
oh, yeah.
Lady.
Well, let's try a little Jack. Go ahead.
I wish we could get a festival on and show off some of this talent that was misabused, like the Temptations. They were misabused.
Yep.
They weren't treated like stars that they were, you know?
Yep.
And
Yeah, oh yeah. Here we go. Yeah. Your love lifted me higher than I've ever been lifted before. So keep it up, quench my desire. And I'll be at your side.
Unbelievable, huh?
Unbelievable.
I wish we can get a festival on or something just to show off the talent, the right, what the people missed in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. These great artists.
Maybe we can again afford those big guys, but we just might be able to afford Bobby Wilson Jr., David Ruffin Jr., and Lou Rawls Jr.
Yeah, you may be able to put that together.
Yep. Okay, you ready for the last one?
Right.
And we might lose. If I lose you, it's because my phone ran out of battery. Otherwise, I'll be back in 4 minutes. three good ones, Rudy.
Three good ones, and let's see if we can find something with the OJs, Love Train, or Backstabbers.
Okay, and then I think we'll have to call it a wrap, but let's try that.
Okay.
There we go.
Yeah, we'll call it a wrap with the OJs.
All right. We had a good show today.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. I got money, and I got, well, let me see here.
Train.
Love Train. Let me see if I can find Love Train. Hang on. There we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's just you know, every time we do this, Rudy, it's just amazing the amazing acts you had in that place, and that your friends.
Yeah. It's unbelievable. That's why I wish we could get something going. We can't find a hidden sponsor or anything like that. You know, we got nothing out there. That's why. It's all hearsay.
Well, I think we made some big steps today, Rudy. I think we made some really big steps today.
Well, all right, let's wrap it up, and we'll see you next week.
Got it.
There's a crazy little shack beyond the tracks. And everybody calls it the Sugar Shack. Well, it's just a coffee house made out of wood. Espresso coffee tastes mighty good. That's not the reason why I've got to get back up to that Sugar Shack. Oh, baby, to that Sugar Shack. And there's this cute little girlie, she's a-working there. Black leotards and her feet are bare. I'm gonna drink a lot of coffee, spend a little cash, make that girl love me when I put on some trash. You can understand why I've got to get back up to that Sugar Shack. Oh, baby, to that Sugar Shack. Yeah, honey, to that Sugar Shack. Oh, yes, to that Sugar Shack. Now that Sugar Shack queen is married to me, yeah. Sit around and dream of those old memories. Ah, but one of these days I'm gonna lay down tracks in the direction of that Sugar Shack. Just me and her, yes, we're gonna go back up to that Sugar Shack. Whoa, to that Sugar Shack. Yeah, honey, to our Sugar Shack. Oh, yes.
Thank you. Well, Rudy, thanks for joining us today and making this another memorable day, and it's one more step on our long journey.
Right. It's a long journey. All right, but maybe we'll get lucky. Hang in there and see.
Of course we are. Of course we are. All right, you have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay,
thank
hang in there.
Thank you for joining us. All right, take care.